say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. While we look at, amen, this subject today, a tool of refinement. We can appreciate that the God that we serve, amen, has so many things at his disposal that he can use, amen, praise God, to bring us to the places, amen, that he desires us to be. Amen, praise God. He has, amen, praise God, resources in nature, praise God. Amen, praise God, that at his discretion he can use storm, wind, rain, amen, praise God, to make us, amen, praise God, to give a note of who he is and to recognize his power, amen, that is above our power. Amen, praise God. He's got tools of his, at his discretion, amen, praise God, that he can send for, he can call for, amen, in a moment of time, praise God, to bring to bear, amen, to the people, praise God, that he would exalt and lift up, and the people that he would humble and bring down. God, amen, praise God, is that kind of God, amen, praise God, that has a multiplicity of tools at his disposal. And so, praise God, when we are looking at the tools of God, amen, praise God, we are focusing today on one of those tools. And amen, praise God, it is, amen, praise God, a tool that God uses to refine us. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. To be refined means, amen, to be separated from impurities. To be refined, amen, praise God, in another sense, may mean to be polished. And amen, praise God, amen, set apart as distinguished. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. And so God, amen, praise God, has at his disposal a tool of refinement. And this tool of refinement that God uses is called affliction. You ought to give God a praise. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, Israel in, amen, praise God, their error and disobedience against God, amen, Isaiah speaks to the nation, praise God, and lets them know, praise God, that I have refined you. Amen. Tell your neighbor, can't nobody do this for you but God. And so God tells Israel, I have refined you. Amen. Praise God. But the process of your refinement, amen, is not like silver. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Amen. But I've chosen for your refinement the furnace of affliction. You ought to give God a praise today. Can you say amen? Amen. Because God knows what he's doing, and he knows how to do what he does. And amen, praise God, in the natural sense of the ores that they dig out of the earth, and silver being one, praise God, amen, to bring out the impurities, God allows men the knowledge and understanding that they have to bring in the heat. Can we say amen? And amen, praise God, and the heat that is brought in, amen, praise God, will cause, amen, praise God, there to be a separation of those impurities from that metal that is to be refined. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. And so, praise God, amen, as the heat is added, hallelujah, praise God, to the natural silver, amen, praise God, those impurities, amen, are loosed from the metal. Can you say amen? And they float up to the top where they can be skimmed off and discarded. Can we say amen? And so to refine, amen, there needs to be some heat. Can you say amen? And it's not so different in the spiritual aspect, because God, amen, praise God, let us know and let Israel know that I have chosen you in the furnace, amen, praise God, of refinement. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, this fire is not to destroy you, amen, but this fire is to set you free. You better praise him today. Tell your neighbor, this fire ain't to burn you up, but this fire is to let you go, amen, from the impurities that are holding you back from what God wants you to be. You better praise him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God always knows what he's doing, and his choice is always the best choice. I'd rather let God choose for me than me choose for me, because I don't understand like the Lord understand. But God knows. Can you say amen? Amen. Every step that we take, and he knows every move that we make. Let us let God make the choice for our life. And if you ask God about your life, he'll tell you quick, I want you to live and not die. Y'all better praise him. Tell your neighbor, God said he want you to live and not die. He don't have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And if you die without God, you ain't going to have no pleasure in your death either. Hallelujah. Because you thought you got away from one, only to be introduced to another. But God, amen, praise God, amen, chose the furnace of affliction for Israel. Can you say amen? Listen, you don't just heat up rocks, amen, to get molten rocks. Can you say amen? But any time there is refinement, there is something there to be refined. Can you say amen? If it was no silver in the ore, it would be discarded. Can you say amen? But because there's some silver or some gold in the ore, it's not discarded, but rather it's refined. Can you say amen? Why? Because I don't want the silver messed up, amen, with some other impurities. I don't want the gold messed up with some other impurities. Can you say amen? But amen, I recognize the silver, I recognize the gold, but I also see a need for it to be refined. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God don't start with nothing. Can you say amen? When he's working in our life, amen, he always sees something. Y'all better praise him. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. After the original creation, amen, God didn't use nothing. Amen. He used what he had made. And what he made gave him honor, gave him glory. Can you say amen? Once he made man, he didn't have to make another. He could have, but he didn't. Can you say amen? Once we got in trouble, he could have turned around and did it all over again. He could have, but he didn't. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. As bad, amen, praise God, as some of us are. Can you say amen? Maybe I should say as bad as some of us were. Can you say amen? So whether it's are or whether it's were, can you say amen? Some of us were bad. But you heard what I read to you about Manasseh. Can you say amen? Lord, Manasseh was pretty bad. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. He was an idolater. Amen. Praise God. He consorted with wizards. He dealt in witchcraft. Can you say amen? He wasn't a good king at all. He sent his children to be burned in the fire to an idol god. He had no respect for God. Amen. Because in the house where God had put his name, he dared to put an idol in that house. Can you
say amen? Hallelujah. This Manasseh, can you say amen, was not a good king. Now he had a good example. Can you say amen? His father, Hezekiah, was a good example. What did that tell you? Amen. It ain't enough to have a good example. Can you say amen? You got to develop from that example. Amen. A desire to know God. He didn't know. Can you say amen? His daddy knew God, but he didn't know God. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes when we plead to God, we get mixed blessings. Can you say amen? Why? Because God do what we ask him to do. Amen. But we create some trouble along the way sometimes. What are you saying to me, preacher? I'm saying that Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign. Amen. Praise God. Remember, amen, praise God, God added 15 years to, amen, Hezekiah's life. Are y'all hearing me? So in that 15 years that God added, Manasseh was born. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Hello, somebody. Tell your neighbor, sometimes the blessings are mixed. Can you say amen? Hezekiah was a king that loved God, a king that knew God, but he had a child. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah, that child, amen, didn't love God, didn't know God. But I'm so glad that God don't just write us off to just say amen, because we all messed up. Hezekiah had this child, Manasseh, and he was a mess. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And even as God tried to talk to him, he didn't want to hear it. Can you say amen? Not only did he didn't want to hear it, but he had some influence. Amen. Praise God. The nation of Judah. Amen. That they all had erred, fallen behind. Amen. Manasseh. Can you say amen? And amen. God is a good God. He didn't just let Manasseh go, but he spoke to him. Can you say amen? He tried to reason with him. He tried to reach him. But Manasseh didn't want to hear nothing God had to say. Can you say amen? It got so bad that Judah was worse than the nations around him. Amen. They were so messed up. They were worse. Can you say amen? Lord, can you imagine a church being worse than the world? Hallelujah. And God had driven out the nations. Can you say amen? For their iniquity and for their sin. Oh Lord. But he had made David a promise. I'm not going to move Israel. I'm going to keep them. Can you say amen? Aren't you glad about who God is? You ought to praise him. You better praise him again. My point is that as bad as Manasseh was, can you say amen? Doing all was doing. Can you say, didn't want to hear nothing from God? Amen. God couldn't tell him nothing. Amen. But yet, God saw something to be refined. Y'all better pray. Y'all better give him the glory. Tell your neighbor, if God ain't written you off, don't you write me off. Can you say amen? If God ain't written you off, don't you write me off. Was real bad. Can you say amen? But God allowed him, hallelujah, to be captured by the armies. And he tried to hide in the thorns. But how did it go? That God don't mind sending somebody in the thorns. Amen. I'll bring you out. captivity. Amen. For the natural eye, there's no way out. You done went too far. You done too much. Now there you are. But you know what Manasseh did in his lowest state? He reached out to God in prayer. Carry on the name. You can always pray. It ain't never too late to reach out to God. It ain't never too late to ask God, help me, Lord. Of a king that knew God, but he was a king that didn't know God. Can you say amen? But God saw that if I get him, amen, on the right track, amen, he'll do, amen, what I need him to do. And see how bad he was. Can you say amen? And we can reason, amen, that I'm not as bad as Manasseh. Can you say amen? Come on, somebody. Can you say amen? But tell your neighbor, all of us. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, all of us need a little refinement.
Yeah.
Manasseh's was bad, but God saw something. Can you say amen? And God followed through. Amen. The process with him and brought that man back out from his battle. Can you say amen? Amen. Brought him out of his captivity. Amen. He was dethroned, but God put him back on the throne. Y'all better praise God. I tell you, God can do anything but fail. Lord have mercy. The thing is that if we ain't as bad, really, as Manasseh, if there is hope for Manasseh, you better believe there is hope for you. There is hope for me. Tell your neighbor, if I ain't as really as bad as Manasseh, amen, there's still hope. Can you say amen? And if I am as bad as Manasseh, you ain't got nothing. Can you say that? I'm here to let you know you got a soul. You got a soul. And God, amen, is willing to work, to bring out refinement. Can you say amen? To bring you out of darkness into a marvelous light. Amen. He will give you beauty for your yes, he will. You better praise him. Amen. He will give you, amen, an oil of anointing, of joy for your spirit, of heaviness. Say you can't praise him. Let God anoint him. Say you can't give him the glory. Let God anoint him. Say you can't feel him. Ask God. Even though we are the redeemed of the Lord, can you say amen? The psalmist said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Lord, I'm saved. I'm baptized in Jesus' name. You mean I still got to deal with affliction? Lord, have mercy. Lord, ask your neighbor.
If you do, you gotta deal with some affliction.
Can I say that? Yeah, it ain't gonna be easy. Yeah, the fire gonna be hot. Yeah, hallelujah. Sometimes it ain't over in a moment. Can I say that? But God knows what he's doing all the time. Amen. You ought to give him another Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Need refined. Can you say amen? Yeah, I've been to the water. Yeah, I've been baptized in Jesus' name. Yeah, I'm speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God give the utterance. But honey, don't think you don't need no refining. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Don't let it get past you. Can you say amen? You need refining. And God is good. Because he's saying, amen, many are the affliction of the righteous. Can you say amen? Yeah, you got out of that fire. You thought you was done. No, you got some more fire. Can you say amen? You got out of that. Amen. Tell your neighbor, it ain't gonna be over till it's over. Amen. God gonna keep pruning and working in you. If you bring forth fruit, he gonna prune you to bring forth more fruit. Tell the same man, tell your neighbor. Amen. An unprofitable servant ain't never arrived. You gotta keep on going. You gotta keep on letting God work in your life. I'm getting ready to leave, but when you run in the race, you can't be looking around. Take the same man. You gotta run for your life. Take the same man. Look around. You gonna miss a step. Look around. You gonna get tripped up. Look around. You gonna fall behind. Take the same man. If you run for God, when you get to that place that you need a victory, you will have a victory. You need to pray to him. You need to give him a glory. You need to.
Thank you.
Amen.
It's true.
On the afflictions.
Hallelujah.
On the righteous.
Witness. Witness. Hey.
What the Lord. Can you say amen?
We are to look at affliction.
Can you say amen? Hello, somebody.
Tell your neighbor. There's a way we need to look at affliction.
Let's
say amen. Amen. You afflicted. Amen. With your mouth stuck out. Can you say amen? You afflicted. And you meet. And you nasty. Can you say amen? Why are you mean and nasty? Because I'm afflicted. Can't you see? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But that ain't the way. Can you say amen? I heard Paul say, I will glory in my infirmities. Can you say amen? Listen, when we afflicted, we need to pray. Can you say amen? And listen, while you may not be able to rejoice, amen, praise God, over your affliction, you can rejoice in your affliction. Can you say amen? You heard me. Amen. While you may not be able to rejoice over your affliction, can you say amen? You can rejoice in your affliction. Can you
Uh-oh, but I still got a place.
This first, yeah. A refinement. Hey. Every time you come out, hey. You get a little bit there.
It's true.
You say thank you, Jesus.
It's true.
Every time God brings you through, you get a little bit better. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Ain't you glad that God didn't just say it's a one-time
deal? Oh, you're so glad.
One affliction. You righteous.
Oh, Lord.
Just one affliction.
Lord.
So if you don't make it then, you just.
I'm telling you out.
Oh, no, you're out. Can you say amen? Amen.
Wonderful Savior.
It was just one.
Wonderful
he
Savior.
He said many of the afflictions of the righteous.
Wonderful
can
Savior.
Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. What is it? God is trying to tell us.
Wonderful Savior.
He's trying to let us know that, amen, praise God, that in the world you're going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer.
Yes.
Can you say amen? I have overcome the world. Can you say amen? You say you ain't got no reason to hold your hand. You've been living. You ain't got no reason to take the same. Man. And even if you got a reason to refuse. God talking to you.
Yes, yes.
And he's talking to you right now.
Oh, Lord.
And he's calling you right now. I'm too young. I ain't even 20 years old, man. Well, I'm in my young youth.
Help, Lord.
You want me to give my life over to you? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. But to surrender life is the game.
Amen.
You say amen. But to try to hold on to life is to die. Can you say amen? How many want to die?
Oh, my God. Scripture.
Ain't nobody say that.
I'm telling you.
You don't want to die? Maybe you didn't hear me.
That's
let me ask you again.
Right.
How many, I'm going to speak some, want to die?
Help, Lord. Help, Lord.
How many want to go to heaven? Anybody want to go to heaven? Anybody want to burn eternally?
Do it.
You want to go to hell? What about if I give you
$1 million. You going to help for $1 million?
Do it.
Not even 40
days. What if I give you a beautiful woman? You going to help a beautiful woman?
Do it.
What if I give you a handsome man? Can you say amen? You going to go to hell for handsome?
Do it. Don't do it.
What if I make you the boss and the captain of the company?
That's what he said.
Your office is amen. Hold on. I work for 15th floor. You have a window view. Can you say amen? People come in and say yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. They will bow and scrape in your presence. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You going to help for that?
No, sir.
Yes,
sir.
But you want to help?
It ain't working.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. So then, praise God. It's nothing in the world that's worth going to hell.
Nothing.
What did the Bible say? The Bible say, what did the prophet of man that he gained the whole world? He lose his soul. Tell your neighbor, it's just not worth it. Tell your neighbor, old folks die.
Yeah.
But young people die too.
They do. Oh, yeah.
They do say thank you, Jesus. Especially the time we're living in.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, old folks die.
Tell me, old folks die.
Young people die too.
Yeah.
Old folks, a lot of them die in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of young folks die in the streets.
On the street, yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say thank you, Jesus? But God sees something in every one of us.
Yes. Thank you.
If you're not saved,
yeah.
He sees a soul.
Thank you.
That He's willing to work with.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. To bring you to salvation. And then amen. Praise God. If you are saved, He sees one that can go higher in the Lord.
Yes.
So God's working for the unsaved to bring them to salvation. And He's working with those that are saved to take them higher in the Lord.
That's right.
It's going to require refinement.
It is.
And your neighbor to go higher in the Lord.
Yeah. Higher in the Lord.
It's going to require refinement. To get saved, God's going to let you be miserable.
He's going to let you be miserable,
brother. He going to let you see that it don't work.
Yeah.
Don't care how many walk buddies you got, it ain't working. Amen, praise God. How many ladies? It ain't working. How many men? It ain't working. Amen, praise God. How much fast money? It is not working. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It won't bring you peace.
Mm, hallelujah.
It won't bring you a comfort.
Hallelujah.
It won't erase from your mind the fear of death. Because make no mistake, everybody that ain't saved, know they ain't ready to die. And they can talk, amen, what do y'all call that? They can talk that, whatever they call it. Smack, okay. Talk that smack if you want. Can you say
amen?
But amen, praise God. The reality is, amen, praise God. When you have God, you have assurance.
Yes.
Without God, you don't have that assurance. And you'll never have that kind of peace without it being, amen, settled between you and God. Amen. So, you don't want to hear him. You brush him off. You sidestep him. Amen. Praise God. You do like Adam. You hide from him. Can you say
amen?
You do all of that stuff.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen? When God wants to give you life and to give you life eternal.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. So what does God do? Amen. Praise God. He brings refinement.
Yes, Lord.
In other words, He allows afflictions to come.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Tell your neighbor,
thank you,
there's a purpose for affliction.
Hallelujah.
It's a tool of God.
Hallelujah.
So let God work His purpose.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. What God is trying to tell you, if you're not saved and you got trouble over here, trouble over here, trouble there, trouble back there, trouble calling you up on the phone, trouble writing you a letter, amen. Trouble telling to knock on your door. Can you say trouble, trouble, trouble everywhere? God is trying to tell you, I'm the way out.
Yes.
I'm your help. And you are delivered. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And so we can choose to be refined. Or we can choose, amen, praise God, to ignore.
No.
I'm just here to remind you that Manasseh was a bad dude.
Yes, he was.
Bad.
Amen.
But when affliction came,
I'm telling you the name.
He humbled himself. And he reached out to God. And God was entreated.
Yes.
It didn't matter to God all of that terrible stuff that he did. It didn't matter to God. Amen. Praise God. All God was looking for was where he was right then.
My God.
In the day to hear his
voice. Lord, Jesus.
Harden your heart.
Jesus.
God has a tool.
Yes, he is.
Of requirement.
Hallelujah.
Come on, give him praise again. You gotta praise him again. Praise him again.
Hallelujah.
Praise him again.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise God. Amen. If there is one now.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives. All fear.